I accidentally shaved my beard off.
Good.
Do I look weird?
Yeah.
Does this look weird?
You look like a pedophile.
Oh no.
I'm just kidding. You looked that way before the beard.
Oh, Kyle, what do you watch?
This is a terrible intro.
How is it? You, oh my God.
No, no, we'll stick it with it.
Nope.
We're sticking with it.
Nope.
We're sticking.
Okay, you know I was going to hit stop, but you know what?
No, don't.
You got me.
Don't. We watched Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah, we did.
We did. A movie that's been getting terrible reviews.
It's getting shit on really hard.
Really bad.
And?
You know who's not going to shit on it, though?
Us, because we loved it.
We love this movie.
It was so good.
Surprisingly good.
You know, I normally, you know, I try to go into movies without expectation. A lot of times with like horror movies like The Boy, I probably should have gone in with some kind of expectation.
You really should have, yeah.
This, because of all the bad reviews, I was very, I don't know.
I wasn't, they really brought me down because it's a movie I look forward to because mm-hmm. I like the book a lot. It's like they just fucked it up.
But it was great.
Yeah, one of the reviews I saw, just gonna talk about it really quick, it blew my mind because it said it's just another teen movie. What? That's what I was afraid it was going to be. Yeah. There is not a single fart or dick joke in this. Not a single one.
No.
This is not a teen comedy at all. I wouldn't say it's an intellectual comedy, but...
Well, I think
it's very tongue-in-cheek comedy.
There's a problem with a lot of... I've also seen this in some of the reviews that I've seen, because I watched a couple of video reviews from it. And the things that people had problems with were more problems with Pride and Prejudice than the actual movie.
I really think if you weren't familiar with Pride and Prejudice or didn't like it, you wouldn't like this movie.
Because at its core, it's just Pride and Prejudice.
This is Pride and Prejudice. I mean, some of the dialogue is ripped directly from the book. This is Pride and Prejudice. It just happens to have zombies in it every
which
now
is
and
the
then.
Point. Which was the point of the book, and it's the point of the movie.
Yeah, I really, I mean, I hate to be that guy, but I think people that are really dogging it just didn't get it or weren't as familiar with the source material.
I think a big complaint that I've seen is people thought that this was going to be some kind of like Zombieland comedy.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
Truthfully, I have not seen the trailer for Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Like, I never got around to seeing it. I don't know if it was portrayed in that light or if people are just...
Well, I think people saw that the dynamic of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies should be funny. Well, to me, it's more ironical and satirical. Ironic.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
It's very much satirical. I thought it was a very funny movie.
Yeah, I mean...
But it's not...
It wasn't overly funny.
There aren't jokes in it.
Yeah, and even when there were things that required comedic timing, it was on point, and it was very...
To me, the comedy came from the situation.
And the tongue-in-cheekness of it, I don't know why people are faulting it at that. Because one of the reviews that I read was talking about how that there's the absurdity of the zombie apocalypse happening during this time frame, but they never touch on it. Well, why should they?
Why should they?
Yeah, why should that be a...
The point is...
Yes, this is Pride and Prejudice, and fucking Mr. Darcy has a katana. Like, it's very absurd,
when they're getting ready for the dance, they're just loading up all their hidden knives. I enjoyed those scenes a lot.
It was funny. I don't know why people think that it needed to be an over-the-top comedy. It's funny enough of having that where you get like a little chuckle.
I thought it was a very clever movie. I thought it stayed true to the book and to Jane Austen's story very well. Yeah. It took some liberties, obviously.
There were definitely liberties, you know, they left out a couple of things that really aren't super important that they left out.
I also read a review saying that Sam Riley, to play Mr. Darcy, was a terrible miscasting.
That's not true
at all. I thought he was great.
He was fantastic.
I thought him and Lily James, that played Elizabeth, she was fantastic.
I have really no qualms with anybody that was cast in this movie, especially Matt Smith, because he was fucking
I know,
awesome.
Matt Smith was hilarious.
It was so good.
Parson Collins?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was hilarious.
I was not expecting him to be that funny.
No, I won't lie. I know he's Doctor Who. I've never seen it.
Yeah, we
know. I've never seen him act outside of Terminator Genesis.
Oh, that's a bad...
Right? He wasn't in something. Yeah. So I hadn't seen Matt Smith in anything.
That is a bad precedent to start.
I was not. I know his name. I knew who. I can recognize him. I can't even tell you which doctor he is. I don't. I know the people love the Doctor Who.
11th, I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh, I don't know.
We should just steer clear Doctor Who before.
Yeah, I've seen. Here's I've seen like two episodes and I didn't hate it. I was just like, I don't.
I would say I know this movie's getting bad reviews, but I hope it does well enough at the box office to warrant a sequel. The book had a sequel.
Did it have a sequel?
Yes.
I didn't know it had a sequel.
The book did have a sequel, and this movie really leaves it open for a sequel.
What's the sequel?
I haven't read the second book.
Okay.
But I know there is a second book.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And this movie leaves you on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to break it down, Lincoln?
Yeah. I was going to say the easiest way to really describe the plot is...
Go read Pride and Prejudice.
Just read Pride and Prejudice because that's what it is. No, there's the family of the Bennets, Mr. and Mrs. Bennet. Mrs. Bennet is kind of aloof and is more concerned with her daughters getting married than she is anything else. Mr. Bennet, in the book, he's just more bookish and kind of cynical and witty.
And in this one, he wants his girls to be trained in the arts of Shaolin.
It's great. I love it. Like, there's just little changes to characters to fit the zombie apocalypse world that still make the character true to the original book.
Dawn of the Dreadfuls.
Dawn of the Dreadfuls.
Well, this says preceded by. I'm Googling it.
Okay.
I'm breaking down the wall. It says it's preceded by.
Hmm.
Dawn. So, a prequel, maybe? Well, that's what preceded means. I don't know why I said maybe.
I was like...
I will have to check that
okay.
out.
Okay. And so, the Bennet... Basically, Pride and Prejudice is about Elizabeth and Jane Bennet. Those are kind of the main... Jane is in love with George Wickham. George Wickham is loaded.
No, she's not. She's with Bingley.
You are correct. I've made a mistake.
You have.
It's okay. We can rekindle this.
They're two completely different characters. Yes.
So, Mr. Bingley. Bingley, he...
Well-to-do.
He's fucking loaded.
Yeah.
I remember I looked, after I read Pride and Prejudice, I looked at exactly how much money today he would have. I think it was something like $200 million.
Something like, yeah, because it was what, he had 100,000.
Yeah, I was like, big pimping over there.
Hoity-toity.
She's in love with him, and obviously they want them to marry so that she can be well off. Elizabeth is not really concerned with getting married. She's completely different than most of the girls. You know, all of, especially the Bennets. I mean, Jane to an extent. They just kind of just want to get hitched.
Yeah, they do.
They don't have any ambitions beyond just being...
They make the point, like, we're women. We have to look toward marriage.
Yeah.
We have... And, yeah, Elizabeth's like, no.
No,
I'm cool.
I'm cool, Dad.
I'm cool. I just want to fight zombies and shit.
Yeah, you know? No big deal. So, they're trained in the art... they all go to...
They go to China, which
they go to China.
It's a big deal because everybody gets trained in Japan.
These guys from China.
They went to China. Ho, ho, ho. They're not as trained, even though they kick ass.
They're more... Yeah, all of them are very ass-kicking.
Yeah.
There's not... You know, the action in this movie was not as much as I thought there was going to be, but I think it was perfect amount.
It was a perfect amount, and cuts away with a lot of stuff. I think that was for PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
But usually I complain about that. I think it was done well in this.
Yeah, you know...
One of our favorite is the headshots. It happens twice.
Yeah, where there's like a zombie, and then you see their like face of anguish, and then all of a sudden the zombie's head explodes.
It just explodes.
Just out of nowhere. It scared the shit out of me the first time
it
happened.
Basically, we should probably explain the zombies in this movie.
Oh, yeah, because they are a little bit different.
They are a little bit different. Basically, they turn. They're still human. They can still talk. They set a trap at one point.
Mm-hmm.
They can be led. It's when they eat human brains that they devolve more.
Yeah.
So there's a group later in the film that they refuse to eat human brains. They eat pig brains. They're fine. They're still living their normal lives. They're just kind of rotting away a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're a little rotting.
I mean, they're zombie. They look like a zombie, but it's not your... They're crawling out of the ground and they're moaning and they want brains. It's far more cleverly done.
So to combat the zombie...
Girls have been trained.
And then they meet Mr. Darcy.
Who's also trained. Who has flies.
Who has flies. Carrion flies.
Carrion flies.
I really like the carrion flies.
Now. I do too.
Yeah, he has this little vial of carrion flies. They buzz around and then when it finds rotting flesh...
Rotting flesh. He just casually kills... Like the old dude at when they're all playing cards.
Yeah, the film starts out with, you know, you're introduced to Mr. Darcy.
Colonel Darcy.
Yes.
He corrects people so many times every time they call him Mr. Darcy. It just means a funny little nod to the book, because he's Mr. Darcy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why we found it funny, is because we have actually read the book.
I really do think that that's why we got so much enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
So Sam Riley plays Mr. Darcy, which I thought he was fucking awesome.
I did too.
The only thing that I know him from was from the Joy Division biopic where he played Ian Curtis, and I thought he was great in it. He's been in a couple of other things that I have not seen.
Yeah, he looked familiar to me, but I hadn't seen anything that I could remember.
Scene starts out with him casually beheading an old man.
And then he kicks his head twice when he's leaving.
It was great. I loved it. So the story from there, really, to just super summarize the
brunt. Well, they do a great thing. They do an illustrated history of England over the credits, and I thought that was great.
I loved it.
They gave everything you needed to know about this world in like pop-up form in 2 minutes. They didn't need characters explaining shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, while you watch the credits, here's the history. I just thought it was well done. I liked it. It looked
good. It's one of those things of exposition.
I think the producer had a lot to do with that. Actually, I was shocked to see that this movie was produced by Natalie Portman.
I meant to tell you about this. Did you know that Elizabeth was originally supposed to be Natalie Portman?
I could kind of see that because the actress bears a resemblance to Natalie Portman.
Yeah. The port was going to be the main character, but
I think she would have been she would have been good too. Lily James was great though.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, well, yeah, she reminded me a lot of Natalie Portman or Keira Knightley back in the day.
Yeah.
From
the OG.
Yeah, because Keira Knightley can't act to save her life.
She's okay.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Name a movie she's been in other than the Pirates movies.
So Pride and Prejudice.
Domino? Have you seen Domino?
Oh, God.
She was in that.
How would you describe the plot of Pride and Prejudice? Like, if you were just, like, super summarize it down.
It's a period piece love story. Kind of.
Kind of.
It was a book that was so ahead of its time because your main character has a feminist undertone. She's strong, independent, thinks for herself, which wasn't a thing they did. And all this movie did was make her stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up finding love naturally, and she's not forced into it. That's Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
And then you just add zombies to it.
Yeah, and...
Which is why, like, I saw another review that said, like, this is a terrible zombie movie. This isn't a zombie movie.
Yeah, it's...
This is a zombie movie. It's not. It's not a zombie movie. This is about the characters.
I would say that the main plot, other than the love stories that sprinkle through, at least with this, is that there's the zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And
Wickham.
John Wickham Riley.
Everyone Wickham? Will get that reference.
Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever...
That was one of the worst.
I should be fined for that joke.
Yeah. So George Wickham. I kept hearing Wiggum, and it made me think of Simpsons. So
Wiggum, this is a guy that Lily is actually interested in. What was his rank in?
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Is that a real?
Lieutenant.
Oh, okay.
It's a pronunciation thing. Whatever. I'm pretty sure military people can correct me.
So she's actually interested in him, and we're going to get into spoiler territory, but I forgot to say spoilers.
It's our thing. I mean, if you've listened to this before, we shouldn't have to warn you.
One of the main things that I thought was really interesting with this is how that they... Wickham is actually a zombie, which you don't find out for a while.
Oh, you kind of know.
I kind of figured
especially
it out.
Especially when he took her to St. Lazarus.
Yes.
And that's where you find out the zombies are still going to church. Mm-hmm. They're normal people. They're living out in the in-between.
Yeah. So she is in love with him.
She's in love. Yeah. She's smitten by him.
Smitten. Well, yeah.
Like she's in love by him.
She's very smitten by him. And one of the main things is that, you know, in the book, he elopes with the youngest, Lydia, I believe.
Lydia. Yes. Yeah.
He elopes with her. How they do it in the movie is that...
His character is the one that gets changed a lot.
Yes. First of all, he's a zombie.
He's a zombie, yeah.
He's
the one leading the zombie apocalypse.
Yes, he's basically the Antichrist in this scenario, as Matt Smith says.
He kidnaps Lydia.
Kidnaps her, yeah. It's not really an elope thing.
No,
well, they send like a letter that says they elope, but he actually kidnaps her, holds her in this place called St. Lazarus, which is the church where all of the zombies go and eat the pig brains. And then Mr. Darcy, instead of going to kind of talk to them, he goes and breaks her out. But
it's a great scene.
It's good.
Because like he's in the cell with Lydia and Wickham's like, is that your father's watch? Give me your watch. Points a gun at him. And he just takes a step to the left. And I was like, well, that was weird. What's he? Because it was behind like thicker grating. So he shot it, which he had tied his horse up outside.
Mm-hmm.
So the shot brought the zombies. scared the horse, so he pulled the grating on so they could get out. And he's like, Darcy, what have you done? He's like, I'm feeding them. Because all the zombies attack Wickham, which doesn't really make sense why they would attack a...
You know, I had a kind of an issue with that scene and how that I really...
That should have been when he got bit, maybe? Why did they attack him if he was one of them?
Yeah, why would they attack him? And I don't know, it was just weird. I just didn't like it. I don't know. But they were still trying to make you not think that he was a zombie.
Yeah, which, I mean...
In my opinion, I wish that he wasn't a zombie. I would have been okay if he was still just a human and that they had kind of welcomed him in. I think that would have added a better dynamic. Yeah, but, you know.
You know, whatever.
Well, that, you know, they had to build suspense for his character. You think he's dead, and then he comes
back. Well, and he has the big twist, if you're familiar with the story.
Yeah.
And he has the most arc.
Mm-hmm. What are all of the changes that they did with his character, other than that?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think,
is that the biggest thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think of, like, personality-wise, I think they're pretty much
the same. No, because in the book, he lies about Darcy to get her to like him, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
It, like, the lies, him making up the bullshit, like he does in this, that was the extent of his evil doing, as far as I can remember. He was just he was lying to get her to come to him instead.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he didn't lead an army and destroy London.
Because there's, like, a big siege of London where he's leading the zombies.
With the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yes. And so the big kind of arc that happens towards the end, other than the standard, you know, character dialogue, love triangles, they have to blow this bridge to contain all of the zombies in London, because London is completely fallen.
Yeah, because at the beginning, London was basically an island. They had destroyed all but one bridge between there and the in-between. I don't know why they didn't destroy that one bridge, personally. But it was to keep the zombies out, even though at no point in the story are they ever not in London.
Well, yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
But the majority of them are in the in-between, because they still had human nature. They escaped, so they didn't get the fucking heads blown off.
Yep.
Rightfully so. I think I would, too. But yeah, they have to... What? Jane and Elizabeth cross the bridge to save Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet up with Darcy, and she tells him, this is where Lydia's at. And Darcy's like, holy shit, we already blew that up. Sister's dead. Sorry.
And they're just like, what?
And then he goes to Bingley, and he's like, it blow it up at this time. He was protecting Elizabeth. He was going to go save Lydia. He didn't want her in harm's way. Elizabeth finds out, and goes and saves him. And then it's pretty cool fight scene.
Yeah.
I thought. Saw a complaint that it was too highly choreographed. And my answer to that is, it's a movie, they're all fucking choreographed. Dumbass.
Too choreographed. You can't have people with...
No, I mean, it's an action. Speaking of the action scenes, and choreographed, there's two scenes, one with Elizabeth and her sisters. Oh, no, there's three. And Lady Catherine and her person, and then Darcy and Elizabeth, where they're just arguing. But instead of just arguing in a room, they're fighting.
I thought that was great.
Like, they're not trying to kill each other. They're just fighting. Like, she could have stabbed Darcy, and instead she cuts his buttons off. It's just how they argue in this world. I thought it was really clever.
I thought it was really clever, because...
And I usually complain about fight scenes just for the sake of fight scenes. I thought this was clever, though. That's how they've been raised. This is the world that they know now. This is how you handle things. Mm-hmm. You fight.
And, you know, instead of having a scene where, I think they were trying to tone this to general audience. Instead of having a scene where they're just verbally arguing for a long extended period of time, you know, they had to add something that you could go with, you know, something visceral that you could see.
I love the fight between Darcy and Elizabeth, and then afterwards Matt Smith comes in and he's like, oh, heaven. Oh, this is an antique. Every line out of that man's mouth is hilarious.
Matt Smith was great. He was great.
Really good.
My favorite was, I thought Sam Riley was fucking amazing.
I loved him a lot. Yeah. I liked all the characters. I liked her dad, the guy that played her dad. I thought he was...
I can't remember his name off the top of my head, the actor. He's in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I really liked Lady Catherine.
Yeah.
She didn't do much in this, but she owned it. She owned those scenes.
So good. Yeah, because Lady Catherine's changed a lot too, because
she's like the best zombie hunter in London.
Yeah, the best swordswoman, I think is how they say. And she's just a super badass. And in the book, you know, she goes, because Mr. Darcy proposes to Lily, but Lily rejects because she still thinks he's a super shitty person. And
you mean Elizabeth?
Did I say Lily? The actress. Oh, damn it. Whatever. Anyways. So Elizabeth, God, I should never have this in front of me. No. So Elizabeth doesn't want to marry Mr. Darcy originally because she still thinks he's a shitty person.
He's a piece of shit. He lied. Mm-hmm. You know, he tried to break her sister up.
So after that fallout happens, because remember, no cell phones. They didn't know this all automatically. Lady Catherine thinks that they are engaged. So in the book, she goes to Elizabeth and they just basically like have an argument. Well, in the movie, she goes and...
they try to beat it out of her.
Yeah, like Lady Catherine's like, fucking duel me. And she's like, I ain't gonna duel you because you're gonna kill
me. She's like, all right, duel my giant Nazi man or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
whatever the fuck
he looked like something straight out of Wolfenstein.
And she beats the shit out of him.
Beats the shit out of
and
him.
And then Lady Catherine, like, gets her to where she can, like, behead her. And then she was just like, you know what? You're cool.
I forget the line. I thought it was a great line.
She was like, I don't know which I admire more.
Your resolve as a woman or your...
combat. Some efficiency. Yeah.
It's a really cool line. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Then she had... because the zombies are coming, she has the Bennets go to her house.
The safest place in all of London.
That's a lot different than the book, because in the book, she's just like, hey, don't fucking... don't fuck Mr. Darcy. Elizabeth's like, I ain't gonna tell you if I'm not or whatever. You fucking bitch. She's like, fucking hope. And then she leaves. That's pretty much the extent of it.
Now this is a good little exchange. It's a good scene.
Mm-hmm. And so
I would have liked to have seen her fight.
Oh, Lady Catherine.
She's the baddest of them all.
And they could be saving it for the sequel.
They could be. I hope they do a sequel.
If it is a prequel, then I feel like that she would have a lot in that.
Yeah. I mean, they did set this up for a sequel.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. We'll get there.
Okay.
So they go to London because they're trying to get Lydia. Mr. Darcy does get Lydia out, and coincidentally, Elizabeth saves his ass.
Yeah.
And Jane gets to the front line before them, Lydia as well, and they're like, well, we gotta blow the fucking bridge. I gotta do it.
And in a cliched action sequence.
I thought that was 100% intentional to be that, like,
oh, it was, because it was, like, kind of slow, and while the bridge is exploding, Darcy and Elizabeth are riding horseback across it.
As it's blown up.
It was the most cliche thing, but what made it good was they didn't make it.
Yeah, they didn't make it across.
No, they made it across. Not all the way.
Well, not all the way, but...
They made it to the safe side.
Yeah.
But they got caught in the explosion.
Yeah, so, you know...
And, of course, they were fine.
Yeah, it shows them waking up, and you think Mr. Darcy's dead, and you're like, oh, no, Mr. Darcy's gonna be dead. Nah, he's
fine.
He's cool. Yeah. So, you know, then it ends with Mr. Darcy.
People recover from things pretty quick. Remember when Jane, like, you think she's bit, she's all, like, feverish and shaking at the beginning?
Oh, I forgot.
And then, like, this next thing, he's like, well, you healed off a cook. She's like, yeah, back to normal. Like, little things like that, because they commented on it. He's like, wow, you're already back to full health. She's like, well, yeah, duh.
Yeah, come on.
To me, those were intentional and clever.
Yeah.
I
meant to talk about that. That was another thing that was, like, drastically altered from the original book, but I loved how they did it. Because, you know, in the original, when Jane goes to the Bingley Manor, which they want her to spend the night, so that, you know, they can get married, she goes by horseback, and they know that it's raining, and she just gets really, really sick and has to stay there for a while. How they do it in the movie is that she goes and then gets caught up in some zombies, and when she shoots her flintlock pistol, it like backfires and burns her hand.
So they think she got bit.
Yes. So then it's kind of a little
nice. And the reason is, one zombie comes up, she handles them just fine. Then she looks over and there's a zombie mom holding a zombie baby, and she has reservation.
Mm.
So you don't know what I mean, obviously she survived that altercation, so I'm going to assume she killed a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta do whatever.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna come back in a scene later when their mom is running her mouth about how she just wants them to marry Rich and this and that, and she bites Elizabeth's hand.
Oh, that's right.
I never did though.
No,
because she tries to cover her mom's mouth and her mom bites her, and I was like, I didn't know. I mean, I know how the book handles, you know, what happens to these characters, but the movie can change whatever they want from the book.
Yeah, so. You know, even with like the thing of Mr. Darcy, I honestly was like, are they gonna kill him and have him come back as a zombie and then marry her? Like, is that what's gonna happen?
I thought, I was afraid of that. I'm like, don't pull a Shaun of the Dead ending.
Yeah.
You know? So, but they stayed very true to the book.
Yeah, you know, everything, you know, with like the ball, you know.
This is my favorite part of the dance.
Again, Matt Smith being fucking amazing in this role. There's the ball, and then it eventually gets overrun by zombies, and then there's like fight scenes and stuff. So they still have the basic character interactions and everything that they're saying, and they just sprinkle some zombies in.
Yeah, I mean, the zombies really are just an afterthought. It's Pride and Prejudice. 100%. So, I mean, I understand why people went in thinking this would be something else. They thought it was going to be a zombie movie. They thought it would be a comedy because you're putting zombies in a period time. Everything I saw, now it says it's a romance horror comedy.
Yeah.
Everything I saw leading up to this said romance horror or romance action. I don't even think it's all horror. Hmm. Maybe I did.
Okay.
Not too many places were billing this as a comedy. I didn't go in expecting this to be a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were leaving, I was like, I'm surprised I laughed like at this movie as much as I did.
Yeah.
And they weren't joke, like just little thing. Like, yeah, I go back to when they're getting ready for the ball and they're putting in their hidden daggers. We chuckled at that.
Or the first time a zombie's head gets completely blown off.
That was amazing. And then they did it again. It was just as funny.
Oh, yeah. Because it's completely out of nowhere.
What they did was set it up.
Yeah.
And when somebody be slowly like, I'm going to kill you. And you're like, oh, it's a hatchet in the head.
Oh.
Like, we're ready for that head explosion again. Oh, God.
You know, with this, it's hard because I'm really torn between defending people that don't like it and completely not defending people.
I 100% get why people didn't like it.
I get it, but I still, I guess my thing is, if you were to take this, take the zombies out, and do Pride and Prejudice with the same actors,
they would have done a great job.
It would have been great. Still would have been great.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I just lean toward people thought it was a zombie movie. People maybe aren't familiar with Pride and Prejudice and didn't realize how much of Pride and Prejudice this is and thought it was just a funny title for a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I've thought about that too. Maybe people thought that was just
a setting.
Yeah, like a...
Like they'd have characters' names, but it wouldn't be... I don't know. I really like this movie. No one was in the theater when we saw. There's one dude.
Didn't he leave like halfway through?
For quite a while. He came back.
Okay, he did come back? Oh, I thought he just left. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't bad. I know people said it's boring. I didn't find it boring at all.
Yeah.
Does it have slow parts? Yes, because it's Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
This is a character-driven... You know what? If you want to compare it to zombie movies, Night of the Living Dead, the original, it's not a zombie movie either.
No.
Neither is Dawn of the Dead. It's about the people, and it just happens to have zombies there.
Mm-hmm.
Zombieland. Not about zombies. Shaun of the Dead. Like, it's their character stories. So don't compare them to those. You sound dumb. Not really. But, you know, if you really break down these movies, though, people love The Walking Dead. I mean, I'm pretty sure they've gone, like, 2-3 episodes without having zombies, right?
They went, like, an entire season, basically, without having zombies, from my understanding.
Because the zombies, it was the most satirical movie you could watch. I don't understand how critics, especially, aren't understanding that.
Yeah, because it's tongue-in-cheek, and it's self-aware.
It is very self-aware movie. Yeah.
And it's not to the point of annoying.
No.
There can be self-aware stuff. This is why I'm still kind of cautious about Deadpool, about how self-aware and how tongue-in-cheek can you be without going over.
Which, Deadpool is a character that goes over, so.
But I think it's fully intentional.
Yeah. No, overall, I really enjoyed this film a lot.
I really liked it too.
Pleasantly surprised. Like, in the movie ended, I turned to you and I'm like,
I really
like this.
It was about halfway through when I was like, I really fucking like this. Like, I really hope this doesn't take a terrible turn because I really am enjoying this. I think that your enjoyment of this movie really depends on your enjoyment of Pride and Prejudice or stuff like Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
If you like that time period, you like the time period pieces, and you like, I would say if you like love stories.
Yeah, if you like those characters, the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going into this movie just because you like zombies, you're not going to like it.
Go watch fucking Scout's Guide.
Don't ever recommend that. But you're not going to like it. And I think that's where a lot of the complaints come from. People expected a comedy horror, and there's not much horror in this. There's not much gore. I don't remember much blood. A lot of times after they kill a bunch of them, there's not even blood on their knives.
I mean, the blood is just like makeup stuff.
It's all cosmetic. Stuff. Yeah, it's not a gruesome movie. There's not a single, like, profanity? No. Profanity.
Well, there's, I think, like, Matt Smith's character says, like, oh, bugger.
Yeah.
That's, like, the extent of it.
It might be the extent of it. It's weird to say this is pretty family-friendly.
Yeah, because...
It's only PG-13 because of the implied violence in the makeup.
Mm-hmm. There's no overt sexuality. Like, there's the one scene where Mr. Darcy, like, on her corset, gets a string out and her corset comes open a little bit, but it's...
Get a bit more clear. cleavage.
Yeah, I was going to say it's very tame.
Very, very tame film.
It was great. It was really, really great.
Really good. I shocked. I still can't get over how much I enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
Because I really was afraid I was going to go in and it was going to be just like a comedy in the 2000s. And it was going to be silly and there's going to be fart jokes. And it was going to be in your face because you're too dumb to get the joke. We have to explain the joke. We're going to do it a million times. And it wasn't that way at all.
I thought that it was going to be a standard zombie apocalypse movie, but the characters in it just happened to be the characters from Pride and Prejudice. And that it was going to, like, loosely, like, do stuff. I didn't expect it to just be Pride and Prejudice, which was great.
I really thought they would take a turn from the book and make it more action-y.
Did you read the book of Pride and Prejudice? Okay, see, I never read it.
I have it, if you want to borrow it.
Oh,
yeah, I do. I did because I really like Jane Austen. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Jane Austen, so, and I'm a fan of zombies.
Did they ever do a sense of sensibility with zombies?
No, no. Not yet. That would be great. Northanger Abbey.
Yeah.
With zombies.
Oh, God. Kyle, what do you want to give a rating?
I would give it like a 7.3, 7.4.
Really? That low?
Because I get why people wouldn't like it. Me personally would. Yeah, I give it that.
I'm thinking like 8.7.
8.7?
I'm like way up there. Yeah. I really fucking
love the movie. But that's not to say that it couldn't have been better. I could say about...
There's definitely faults.
I could say about any movie. There, Citizen Kane could be better.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not gonna...
The only issues that really struck out with me were there was a couple of editing choices I didn't like, of like really weird scene transitions. A couple of the fight scenes were a little too brief. In terms of the shots,
some of the fight scenes got to almost remind me of Sucker Punch.
Yeah,
like
there was just a lot going on, but you couldn't see a lot of it, and it was just very snippety. And one,
I guess sometimes the editing took me into, oh yeah, this is modern. This is a modern film. Some of the facial effects weren't greatest. They got better. One of the first ones we saw in the show.
It was
not bubble out. That was pretty bad.
When they were on the bridge, there was a couple of green screen kind of things that you could... It just didn't really sit well.
As far as green screen, at the very end, when they're in the safest place in London, and they all get married, and then you see zombie hordes running
down. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about the ending. Yeah, the very, very end. It's after credits.
Yeah, after the credits. Well, not really after the credits.
Well,
it's after the cast credit.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I thought that was... Because they freeze frame on Wickham leading him. I thought that was... Was a not very good looking shot.
I didn't think it was too bad.
It wasn't horrible.
Wickham, he basically gets killed. He gets he doesn't really get killed, but his arm gets chopped off by Elizabeth, and then is left for dead. And then after the wedding and stuff, you see him on horseback with this like bladed wooden prop arm leading another horde of zombies to like attack.
I mean, if that shot alone doesn't tell you what this movie was, yeah, they totally. Were Army of Darkness with the movie in tone. It's funny, but it's not a comedy.
It's not really a horror movie.
No, not a horror movie at all.
But it has horror elements.
Yeah, which this does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is nowhere near a horror movie at all.
No.
I am scarier than The Boy.
Yeah. God, fuck you for making Boy references.
Speaking of The Boy, we're in the theater. I gotta touch on this. We're in the theater and there's banging in the walls like up high.
Yeah.
Our theater, it's a one-story theater. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know what.
So every time they did, I'd just lean over Lincoln and go, fucking Brahms is in the
god
walls.
God damn you. Oh my God. Every time you said it, I had to cringe a little bit.
Every time there's gonna be a knock somewhere, I'm pulling out a Boy reference.
But no, I mean, God, I really love it.
Yeah, so to me, this movie is in the vein of Shaun of the Dead, Zombieland. The humor is not as blatant, but it's there. The characters are playing this movie straight, which is you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that Shaun of the Dead is a great example of what I would categorize this movie as. Like, if you were trying to think of a movie to really compare it to, I would say Shaun of the Dead, because you have the characters and what they're doing and they're talking to each other. It's all serious dialogue. It's like
all serious.
I mean, there's jokes, of course, but it's all serious. And then there's also the zombies and the action, and it's the same exact thing. Which is why I still, you know, Shaun of the Dead is still so lauded so highly, and I don't know why. I feel like the same people that like Shaun of the Dead are shitting on Pride and Prejudice, but they're like the same thing.
But see, this one, you have to think about the humor. The humor's not just there.
Not to say that the humor in Shaun of the Dead is bad, because they're...
No, it's not at all. Yeah, I think the humor in this is more from the situation. I mean, Matt Smith is like the only like comic relief in this.
Yeah, he was the only character that was like specifically written comedy lines. I mean, there were comedy lines from
the book. His character's goofy and awkward.
Yeah, and some of the Bennett sisters have some funny banter, and there's good comedic timing for everybody. Lady Catherine's character was really funny too. Yeah,
I thought that all the sisters did a good job of portraying sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They played off each other very well, especially how playful they are.
Yeah, well, because I was
insulting each other.
Yeah,
they look like a cow.
And then how Mary and Kitty in the book, they both hang around each other all the time. They just like giggle and they do the same thing.
They do that here. I really think if you are a fan of Pride and Prejudice, you should watch this.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like zombies.
It's not
gory. It's not gross. It's not scary. They do a really good interpretation of Jane Austen here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Again, I know why people are complaining because they went in. Zombies? I want to see zombies. This is going to be batshit insane like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. It's not.
Here's one of the things that we love to do after we see a movie is, depending on how much we like the movie. If we hate the movie, we like to go on IMDb and read like the 10 out of 10 reviews. If we really like the movie, we like to go and read like the really shitty reviews just to kind of see like what people have problems with. And one of the ones that I read for this movie after we walked out of the theater was a guy that, I'm guessing it was a guy. Could have been a lesbian. I don't know. I'm not going to judge. Because it's talking about how hot the girls are and stuff. Like, okay. All the review was is like, I saw the trailer.
Oh, hot girls kick hot girls swords and zombies? I'm sold.
Yeah, I'm sold. And then he's talking about how that while he was seeing it, I felt like I was getting dumber.
He felt like he was getting dumber watching an adaptation of Jane Austen. Culture made this man dumb. If you want to go watch a movie just for hot chicks, go rent Dead or Alive.
Or Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch. Porn.
I
just don't know what to say if that's your basis for watching a movie is so-and-so's hot.
Yeah, that's how Megan Fox gets her.
Yeah, and if that is your reason for watching this movie, they're still attractive, good or bad.
There's a lot of corset cleavage action.
Yeah, a lot of fighting.
You can get your jollies out on that.
It's just silly, but whatever. But to say you got dumber by watching something based off Jane Austen.
Yeah, like, oh, come on.
It's based very well off of Jane Austen. Mm-hmm. That just blows my mind. It's like, hey, I was smart until I read a book. Now I'm dumber than shit. I get dumber with every page I read of this here book.
Fuck Jane Austen.
Fuck you, words.
Oh, that's another thing I wanted to talk about before we wrap this up, because I forgot to talk about it. How fantastic the English dialogue was, because they kept it completely intact.
Yeah.
I thought that they were going to modernize it. I really did.
I thought they were too. They didn't.
It was modernized to a point, like, it wasn't as British-y as it could have been things that they say. But they leave a lot of the
original dialogue. I mean, word for word.
Yeah.
A lot of, especially between Elizabeth and Darcy, a lot of their dialogue is
completely
the same. And I think it's cool. This movie didn't, the book and the director and the writer and everything, they didn't dumb down their stuff to appeal to a large audience. This is not a large appeal film at all.
Yeah.
It's really not. Which I think is where the bad reviews come from. People wanted a dumb, if you want, go watch 50 Shades of Black. It's in the theater right now.
Oh, God, it is.
If you want
theater.
Stupid.
Or Dirty Grandpa. Or
if you want stupid comedy, those exist. If you want
zombies.
Wow. That's the lamest thing I've ever said.
Wow, you should trademark that with like sci-fi. I'm guaranteed
sure
they're looking for
I'm sure someone has said zombie. If you just want a zombie comedy.
You almost said it again.
It's fucking hard to say, dude. Shut up. Stick with your Zombieland or Shaun of the Dead. If you want a shitty zombie comedy.
I was going to say, or Scout's Guide.
Scout's Guide, yeah. You know, then go watch Ah Zombies, because the movie's fucking terrible. Or Dead and Breakfast. It's another one I've seen.
What's the one about zombies that come from Smokey? Do you remember that? I always saw it in the movie store.
I don't remember. Yeah. I really don't remember. There are, those movies are out there for you. This isn't it. But if you can look at a poster and see Pride and Prejudice and not think that it's going to be this movie, that's just silly on your part.
Yeah.
This movie is exactly what the title says it is.
Well, also, here's kind of the thing. The thing that is kind of upsetting is that you do know that there are going to be a lot of people that know what Pride and Prejudice is.
And I think that's another thing that's hurting this movie.
Is it required reading? Do they do that?
No.
I wasn't required to read it.
But I do own it. The only way this movie could have blatantly told you more in the title is if they called it Pride and Prejudice with Zombies.
Yeah.
Or featuring zombies. I mean, that's the first thing I could think of. It was like, it's exactly, it was Pride and Prejudice and zombies. Just put that pause in when you read it. And that is tells you 100% this movie's exactly what you should expect from that title. I don't understand the misconceptions going into this.
Like I said, I want to watch the trailer to see if maybe the trailer had it in some kind of
maybe the trailer way. Makes it look a lot funnier.
Or no, they just pulled a drive and it's just like completely a different movie.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's what I wanted. When I heard they were making a movie, I was like, I have to go. We have to go see it.
Oh, yeah, because we talked about this like 2 years ago.
Yeah, when they announced the movie, I'm like, I want to see this movie. So I didn't really watch any trailers. I didn't care to.
Yeah, because I know that
I saw the poster. I'm like, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
It was a girl in a dress. You know, like, I dug it. I dug it a lot. I wouldn't mind watching it again.
It was great.
We recommend it.
Oh, yes.
You won't hear that from a lot of critics, but well, we're not critics. I just made it sound really fancy.
We have gotten reserved.
We've gotten advanced screenings before.
Yeah, we were pressed.
Oh, we were
pressed. Does that mean that we're critics?
I was expecting you. You didn't do it this entire review. I was expecting you to do your fucking stereotypical Family Guy British accent.
You know, I thought about doing it, but I was like, you know what? It's too played out.
They have never heard it.
Oh, they haven't.
No.
Oh.
It's the douchiest thing you could ever do. If you're British, stop now.
If you're British, just turn this off now. But I just wanted to miss.
So if you played Colin.
Collins?
Yeah. How would you say
it? Oh, God. I was going to say Mr.
Okay. If you were to be. No, because Collins had the douchier.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was pretty douchey. Hello, Elizabeth. You look like a mighty fine today.
Oh, God.
Why don't you come over to my house and have some crumpets and some tea?
Some what?
Some crumpets. Some small crumpets while the zombie's outside. I'll make sure that Mr. Darcy comes over to take care of all the zombies in my Copperfield.
So, with that being said, if anyone tells you this movie's terrible and it couldn't be any worse, you play them that.
Right you hit there. Them right in that fucking gabber.
You just play this clip and be like, it could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse. Okay, so we just watched the trailer.
Yeah, because we weren't going to record this, but we have to.
We get it now.
That trailer was fucking terrible.
That trailer makes the movie look like a shitty horror action movie.
Yeah, and like all of the action they took was completely out of context, too. Like a lot of the fighting that they had in it was like the fighting during the arguments.
Yeah, it was. And they give away the fucking ending.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? Why did they just blatantly show the ending?
There was even a secret ending. Like after the credits, they fucking show in the trailer. That trailer looked as generic as possible. I looked like I was watching a Van Helsing sequel. We get now.
Yeah, I was gonna say
what people were expecting when they went to see this movie. And Lincoln brought up a good point. What did you say? If you would have seen the trailer?
Oh, if I would have seen it, that would have wanted to, if I would have actually watched the trailer, I wouldn't have been interested in the movie anymore.
No.
I would have been like, fuck that. They're just turning it into a boring action movie.
So I get it. I'm glad we didn't watch that trailer before.
Ugh.
But I totally understand now. If you saw that trailer and went, I want to see that, I get your disappointment.
Yeah, because then they also like extended like the, when they're putting on their leggings and stuff, that like 30 seconds in the trailer. It's like, that was like 10-second sequence.
Maybe. Yeah. So they... Oh, God. That's a shit trailer. God
fucking damn it. Whatever. All right. We're going
to
watch the Super Bowl.
Because just to let you guys know, we usually don't watch movie trailers.
No.
Unless we happen to see them before the theater.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was really excited when I saw the new Terrence Malick
trailer. Fuck you.
I had to watch that. And then whenever the trailer drops for the new Nicholas Winding Refn movie, I'm definitely interested to see how that's starting to look. Most of the time, I don't really give a shit about trailers.
Okay. But enough of that.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. We're going to go watch the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You want to make a bet right now?
Do you want to make another bet?
I do want to make another bet.
No. You haven't owned up to your first
guess bet what yet. Panthers are going to win.
I know.
Done.
Bye.
If Panthers don't win, then sorry.
Then we'll edit this out and you'll never know. Peace out.